So the subtitle for tonight's message is this: Keep with all keeping. Keep with all keeping. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. Keep with all keeping. Church, if we are going to have a righteous heart, we must guard our heart. We can't just cleanse our heart, and we can't even just keep cleansing our heart. We have to also guard our heart. That word guard means to keep, preserve, or protect. It means to keep, to preserve, or protect. To guard means to watch by way of caution or defense. To watch by way of caution or defense. When we guard our heart, we work to keep unrighteousness out of our heart. Whenever we guard our heart, what we are doing is we are working to keep unrighteousness out of our heart. We're working to preserve our heart, to protect it from unrighteousness, to watch our heart with caution, to defend our heart against unrighteousness creeping in. When should we guard our heart? Do we guard our heart while we are cleansing it? Or do we guard our heart after our heart is clean? Which is it? Do we guard our heart while we are cleansing? Or do we guard it after our heart has been cleansed? Well, the answer is both. Amen. We have to guard our heart while we are cleansing and after our heart is clean. Think of it this way. If you are cleaning a room in your house and someone is bringing trash and dirt into your room while you are cleaning it, then your room will never get clean. Amen. So that means that while I am cleaning my heart, I must also prevent other things from entering into my heart that would defile my heart. But once my heart is clean, once that room is clean, I must keep it clean. Amen. In other words, I must protect it. I must protect the work that has already been done. Amen. I must prevent unrighteousness from coming in to that which has been made clean. So I must guard my heart. We should be in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to read one verse of scripture, and that is verse 23. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keep thy heart with all diligence. Now, it's very interesting, those words, keep and diligence, have the same meaning. It's like this scripture is saying, guard thy heart with all guarding, or keep thy heart with all keeping. That's literally what this verse is saying. Keep thy heart with all keeping. Why? For out of it are the issues of life. That word issues means border, extremity, and endpoint. Border, extremity, or endpoint. See, what the scripture is doing is it's admonishing us to guard our heart by maintaining it in a right state. This scripture is saying, watch your heart. Guard, keep your inner man. And do it above everything else that is to be guarded. Because it determines the course and the end point of your life. That's what this scripture is saying. Watch, guard, keep your inner man above everything else that is to be guarded. Because your heart, your inner man, determines the course and the end point of your life. Now, that's a powerful admonishment. Because we guard a lot of things. We keep a lot of things. We are protective of a lot of things when what we should be guarding the most is our heart. Because our heart is going to determine the course of our life. In other words, what's in my heart is going to carry me all the way to the end. But this is the dilemma for us. We are busy being busy. Busy trying to find success in life. Busy trying to find peace and contentment in life. We are busy trying to grasp all of these things, but our heart keeps taking us places. We are busy trying to grasp success, but our heart is taking us to an unproductive place because we're not dealing with it. We are trying to grasp peace, and yet our heart is taking us to self-destructive places, to dead-end places in our life. So this scripture is saying, no, you have it all backwards. Instead of guarding all of these things that you are guarding, guarding your reputation, guarding your work environment, guard your heart. Guard your heart with all guarding. Keep your inner man with all keeping, because it determines the course and end point of your life. That's why you can have wealth, intelligence, power, youth, beauty. You can have all of that and end up ruined. Because those things don't take you to a successful end. Amen. A lot of people have those things and end up in ruin. Yeah. But why? Because their heart was not right, and their heart took them on a path of self-destruction. So then I must cleanse my heart, keep cleansing my heart, but I must also guard my heart. Keep unrighteousness from entering into my heart. So then how do we guard our heart? Let's get to our points for tonight. How do I guard my heart? How do I keep unrighteousness from entering into my heart? If we are going to keep unrighteousness from entering into our heart, we must stop three things. I must stop, point number one, exposing. I must stop exposing. What do I mean by that? I must stop exposing my heart to unrighteousness. If I'm going to protect my heart, I have to stop exposing my heart to unrighteousness. That word expose means to lay open to danger. To lay open to danger. It means to put in danger. To put in danger. To expose also means to make accessible to an action or influence. To make accessible to an action or influence. To lay open to danger. To put in danger. To make accessible to an action or influence. Church, we cannot expose our heart to unrighteousness and expect to remain righteous. We can't do it. If unrighteousness has access to our heart, unrighteousness will influence our heart. If unrighteousness has access to our heart, then it's going to influence our heart. See, we expose ourselves to unrighteousness through nearness. Through nearness. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, we're neglectful concerning what we let around us. We let unrighteousness into our environment. Amen. It's near us. Amen. We let ourselves see it. Amen. We let ourselves listen to it. Amen. We allow ourselves to read it, Amen. Touch it, Amen. Smell it. So now our heart is exposed. We are now bombarded with unrighteous influences. And eventually what we see, hear, read, touch, smell, all of that stuff finds its way into our heart. It finds its way into our heart in the form of feelings, emotions, desires. May not happen right away. But because I am constantly exposed to it, it gets in there, gets into my heart. Now I have certain types of feelings, emotions, desires. And then those unrighteous feelings, unrighteous emotions, unrighteous desires begin to inform my thinking, shape my decisions, and produce my actions. We expose ourselves to unrighteousness. Why do we do that as Christians? We do that as Christians because we deceive ourselves. Amen. We have convinced ourselves that we will remain righteous despite what we are exposed to. Amen. See, our attitude is once clean, always clean. If I'm a Christian, I'm going to be okay. I got this. I can handle this. Spiritual pride. Amen. And if we have not sinned in a certain area for a length of time, we really are prideful. I'll never do that again. Mm-hmm. I'll never go back to that. Amen. You'll never see me in that place again. Mm-hmm. And so we allow ourselves to be exposed to unrighteousness because we think we can handle it. We don't think that unrighteousness will have an effect on us. Amen. But if we are honest with ourselves, we can see and understand that whenever unrighteousness has access to our heart, it influences our heart. Some of us might say, well, you know, Pastor, I just can't seem to get my flesh under control. Perhaps could it be the dirty movies that I'm watching, the sensual music that I'm listening to, those romance novels that I'm reading? Could it be that those things are influencing my heart? I might say, well, Pastor, my issue is my mouth. I can't get my mouth under control. I can't seem to clean up my words. But could it be that all of my entertainment is profane? Amen. How many of you know that if you are walking, minding your own business, and you hear profanity, it walks, it's in your head, it's in your mind. You're trying to get that stuff out of your head. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to know that I heard it. But I have allowed it to influence me. Well, Pastor, my issue is my attitude. I can't seem to get my attitude together. But could it be that I keep parking myself with the wrong company? Amen. Could it be that I'm parking myself? You know, instead of passing by, yeah. I park myself with the gossipers. Yeah. I park myself with the complainers. Amen. I park myself with those who are constantly criticizing. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why I can't seem to get my attitude together. Why am I so discontent in life? Could it be that I have immersed myself in a world that teaches me to be discontent? Mm-hmm. In a world of reality TV that's not real. Amen. Teaching me to want something worldly and carnal, something different than the life that I have. Immersed into social media, which is teaching me to live a certain kind of life, a life that does not exist. Amen. It's all fake. Amen. Why am I so discontent? Amen. Because I have exposed my heart to unrighteousness. Yes. If unrighteousness has access to our heart, it will influence our heart. Yes. And we can dabble in it all we want and think that we are fine, mm-hmm. but it's going to get in. Church, we must stop exposing our heart to unrighteousness. Well, how do we do that? We sanctify.